All right. Welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. As my co-host often says, we'll talk about just about anything, including and not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, boy.
I should be saying good morning instead of good evening, but seeing as the sun is just set, wondering where my co-host is. He gave me a 5-minute warning about 10 minutes ago. let me text him again and find out. Hopefully you hear him going bing on here. Or maybe I should merge the call and go for him. But then you'll have some uncomfortable silence while I do that. I might have uncomfortable silence anyway. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, very strange. Yeah, it looks like he just dropped off the face of the planet. Okay. Not good. Not good at all. Sorry, folks. I'm very tired. Don't know why. Guess I worked 9 hours today just before the podcast was supposed to start and needed a nap. I don't need the keyboard. Need to add it.
Four, 8165188804.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't have merged that call. Oh, well. Here you are. We got your voicemail box on the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Well, you're going to love this.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons!
Yeah, I said that already.
Yeah, no. Nice. Never mind. What's up?
Yeah, I just called you. And we are now leaving you a message.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I saw your message from your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, she's expecting me to get her a job.
Well, get her a job.
Yeah, well, she'll have to get her butt up here first for her to get a job.
Did she ever tell you what her skills are besides catfishing?
No. Nope. And begging for money is not a good start. Nope. Might be a good girl for Joe, though.
Wow. I just ripped the chrome off my bumper.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I was peeling, so I thought, well, okay, I'll peel this little piece. It wasn't a little piece. I guess I could have folded it instead of peeling it, breaking it off, instead of making it worse. Oh, well.
Is this on your big truck or your little truck?
It's actually kind of chrome behind the chrome anyway, so I guess it don't matter.
Chrome behind the chrome.
it's they chromed the chrome. It's kind of like the creme of the creme. It's the chrome of the chrome.
Chrome of the chrome. The chrome.
Yeah, that's my new thing. Chrome of the chrome.
Chrome of the chrome.
You know what a truck driver's favorite color is?
Chrome?
Yeah, for the retarded kid.
Why would that be the favorite color?
I don't know. It's a trucker joke. You know, because truck drivers like chrome and chicken light. You know.
Chrome and chicken lights. Chicken lights?
Chicken. Chicken lights. Gotta have them chicken lights.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery option.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't have merged that call. Well, here you are. We got your voicemail box on the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Dimensions, Dungeons, and Dragons.com.
Well, you're going to love this.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons!
Yeah, I said that already.
Yeah, no. Never mind. What's up?
Message canceled. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Dungeons and Dragons!
Yeah. Okay, I guess you're not going to receive that message now.
That's too bad. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong button and it just made it go away.
That's all right. I still got it on recording. Where the heck is my seatbelt?
Yeah, I didn't know how to handle your voice message thing, so it's like the one, that was easy. But I didn't know how to end it, so I pressed star and that ended it.
There you go.
Probably recording you a new one right now.
No, it hung up on me, remember?
Oh, did it? Well, it still merged. I merged to something.
Something.
Hey, you're called in, right?
What are you talking about?
You're called into the podcast directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, monologues.
Monologue. Ah, David's gone. Ding dong, David's gone. David's gone. David's gone. Ding dong, David's gone. Oh, hail. Hail's bales. I'm down here in Choctaw, Oklahoma, heading to Texas. Y'all come back now, hey. I'm only going to Durant, though. Durant is where one of my favorite radio preachers preaches. And that's actually where I'm going to spend the night, but I'm not going to church tomorrow. I got to get to Texas. Google's talking to me. Ding dong!
Hello!
And welcome to the DD&D podcast, Dimensions, Dungeons, Dragons.com!
How many times is that going to get said tonight?
Where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons!
Okay, we're idiots.
Thank you, very much.
Oh, my God.
I love saying it. Kind of like the increase in the size of the cost within the reach of the power of government.
Do you have the ability to play Ron Paul?
Ron Paul Revolution! Yes, I do.
There we go. That should give our podcast a good kickstart.
Kickstart Well, only problem is I'm driving again. And I can't do it while I'm driving because I got to look at the screen and the screen will blind me and it's dark outside.
Yeah.
But well, give me 40 minutes.
No, you don't have the ability to do that. Okay.
Yeah. 45 minutes I'll have the ability.
Okay.
45 minutes.
Without a kickstart.
Kickstart. Well, we could talk about PK.
Oh, wait a minute. I got the answer. Some of these jelly beans that I bought have coffee flavor. Maybe I can find a couple of those.
Coffee beans.
Yeah, I got this package of real fruit-flavored jelly beans, and some of them are flavored coffee. How does that
work? I think coffee is a fruit.
Yeah.
Doesn't the coffee bean come from a fruit?
It does.
There you go.
But, you know, that's sort of like saying, don't peach pits come from a fruit? But
I
if it was peach pit flavored, it certainly wouldn't be peach flavored.
Yeah. I wonder what coffee fruit tastes like.
Well, we'll have to grow some coffee beans to find out.
Yeah.
You think they could sell us some raw, unroasted coffee beans from mature plants, from mature fruit?
I've not actually tried green coffee. I've taken it as a supplement, but I haven't actually tasted it.
Yeah, but that might be immature fruit.
No, green coffee is the coffee bean that's not roasting.
Right. Okay, that one was coffee. What kind of fruit is eggnog?
Huh?
What kind of fruit is eggnog?
I don't know. Maybe it comes from the chicken nugget.
Hen fruit.
It's the fruit of the nugget.
Right. Actually, no, I'm playing chicken nuggets.
I swim by a skunk. Smells good.
Yeah, I know where to find the chicken nuggets, and they don't look like anything they sell at McDonald's.
Chicken nugget.
And in this case, I'm rather glad that McDonald's is not really selling chicken nuggets.
I'm glad they're not selling goat nuggets either.
Ballots or nuggets?
What? What?
Ballots or nuggets?
I said I'm glad they're not selling goat nuggets, neither.
Right. Pellets or nuggets?
What?
Smart pills. Nuggets. Pellets.
Nuggets. Yeah.
You know, like goat pellets.
What?
Go eat your smart pills and then come back and talk to me.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you!
Not hard to do.
Right? Yeah, I'm a little congested tonight. I had probably 30 ounces of ice cream, and I still got another 30 ounces to go.
Yay.
Yeah.
So you can't handle a half gallon at a time.
I went to China Mart. And
they don't have any good ice cream there.
Do what?
They don't have any good ice cream there. I looked.
And I went to the ice cream section. And I was looking at their little itty-bitty, I guess their pints of ice cream.
Well, they might have some good ice cream there, but it's overpriced.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. It was like $3-4 a pint. And then I was looking at the half gallon. It was the same price. I was like, well, heck. And there was also more variety. So I started looking at those. And I saw one that was banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
And so I got that one.
Gross.
I ate part of it out of the ice cream bucket thingy. And then poured the rest into my styrofoam drinking cup and turned it into a milkshake.
All right. Looks like I'm losing charge quickly, so I'm going to plug into my power pack.
Power pack.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I get to practice my scooter.
Something's on fire.
I'm not working for Kelly. And I have to go take care of those animals for PJ.
Oh, there you go.
And so, since that's the only real thing I have to do off the farm, I can do 10 miles per hour along the side of the road. So hopefully, in my long ride over there, I will be able to improve my skills to the point where I'm doing 35 and 40 miles per hour somewhere in between.
And hopefully the New World Order don't catch you without a helmet.
Really?
I don't know. That's what they said. That's what your girlfriend said. Got to have a helmet in Missouri.
Well, if I'm in federal land ceded to the U.S., it applies to me.
Yeah. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, 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 ow, 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 ow.
What kind of fruit is root beer?
Wait a second, I gotta check my GPS. I don't think I'm in Durant yet. I think this is Atoka. Yeah, I still got 30 miles to Durant. Atoka. This is the place where I stopped to get a beef biscuit at McDonald's. And they couldn't sell me one. And the lady was like, I feel your pain. I don't eat pork either. That was for breakfast. They don't sell beef for breakfast in Oklahoma, I guess. Only in Texas.
Beef, it does the body good.
Beef is what's for dinner and breakfast and lunch. And supper. Can't forget supper.
Real man eats steak for breakfast.
For those who don't celebrate lunch, we have supper. What?
Real man eats steak for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's
it. I'm a raw meatist.
Don't be swinging your raw meat around. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I only like my women raw.
You don't like them well cooked?
That's the only meat I like raw. Okay.
Oh, time for coffee.
Coffee
is the brown one with yellow specks on it.
Coffee! Farm Tractor Supply!
Alright. Now I'm hyped up on sugar. I wonder how long before that produces a crash.
Motorcycle on a side. Dead man walking.
You mean dead man riding?
Parked on a side. I should have ran him off the road just because he had his high beams off. Sorry, I couldn't see you. You were black. Some motorcycle was blinding me with this high beam. Oh, that was you. Serves you right. Pop, 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 pop. So, I'm off to see the stupid people.
Off to see the lizard.
I'm off to see the losers. The wonderful losers of Texas.
Of Texas.
Do what?
Of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much everybody that I was talking to and that I was working with, they've all quit already. There's only one other guy still there, technically, and he starts his new job Wednesday, just like me.
My computer case in your camper?
Oh, crap.
Well, I'm fucked.
I got it with me.
Yeah. BJ's truck key is in there.
Do what?
BJ's truck key is in there.
Well, come to Texas and get it. Uh-oh, highway robbery.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to, emergency package that key to me.
I ain't got no money. My company ripped me off. They owe me $1,700. Plus, they didn't pay my child support. Even though they took it out of my check. That's over $1,000 too. I'm just kidding. It's in a camper.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm not that dumb. I may be stupid, but I ain't dumb.
Man, how did you get to know the trick?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, their watermelon is an interesting flavor.
I'm just a sucker. Yeah, I guess I am stupid because I'm a sucker for scam artists. Liars and cheaters. Users and abusers. You know, my ex-wife, my second wife, she told me once that her father said there's only two types of people in this world. The prey and the predator. I used to think there was a third. People that don't subscribe to either one. But I think he was right. There's only two types of people in this world. The prey and the predator. Unfortunately, I've been the predator most of my life. I mean the prey. I've been the prey most of my life. It's time for me to start becoming the predator.
Well, there is a third kind.
No, there ain't.
There's actually two other kinds. There is the one that you thought existed. Then there's another one that's been evolving that goes out and actively seeks out the predators and kills them.
That would be a predator.
Not exactly. They leave the dead carcass. They just seek them out.
Oh, that would be a poacher.
They kill the predators.
That would be a poacher.
Not quite. It's a new kind of animal. One that doesn't tolerate predatory activity of any kind.
Whatever.
Sort of like a porcupine with missile launchers.
Alright, so name an animal that fits into that category of predator, hunter, non-predator.
It's a herbivore that's had too much. And farmers keep killing my young and eating them.
So you're saying it's a prey?
It was. And it got tired of it.
Yeah, like I said, I think your dad was right. It's still a prey. Sometimes, the prey fights back, but it doesn't change the fact that they're still prey.
Well, if you decide to be a predator, you better pray that you don't run across that kind of prey. Look at this. So I saw some footage once. Some alligators.
What?
Some alligators in a river. Once grabbed hold of
I'm just tired of being a prey, that's all. tired of being a victim.
Well, yeah. Not appropriate. Being a victim is not... You should never have been made a victim.
Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Well, you don't have control over that because you're not the one doing it.
Yeah, I understand that too. But we still have some control because we can learn how not to become victims. How not to fall prey to the predators. But it's not easy. The only way you can do it successfully, really, is to not trust anybody.
Crap.
Which I'm working on that. I pretty much don't trust nobody no more.
I just found myself victim of a badly made plastic bag.
Do what?
Oh, I went to twist the top of my jelly bean bag shut. And it only resulted in the jelly bean bag ripping open more.
Well, put it.
I got Ziploc bags here.
You know we have containers in the kitchen in the box truck.
Just a second. I'm repackaging my jelly beans so I don't have to eat the rest of them. There we go.
Wow, this... Oh, stupid motorcycles. Fucking asshole.
You thought about motorcycles that way? I'll be on a scooter. What are you going to think it's stupid?
Yeah, these fuckers are driving down the road with their freaking high beams on, blinding the shit out of everybody.
Well, that's stupid.
Right. If I had a stick, I'd throw it in their spokes.
They wouldn't know what happened. You'd probably hit him in the visor instead.
Who cares? As long as I hit him. I'm gonna get some of those halogen spotlights mounted to the front of my truck. And to the back of my truck on toggle switches for people like that.
Yay.
Yay. Because I'm an asshole, you. You want to be an asshole, I can be an asshole back.
Okay, so I just finished looping.
I should have run him off the road.
It's telling me I have to purchase the level to do it.
Do what?
It's telling me I have to purchase the level to do it.
Oh, you're playing that game.
Yeah, I just started.
The one that looks like an eagle or a hawk, some kind of bird?
Okay.
There's this one level or game, whatever you want to call it, where it's real cloudy. You can't see any of the planets, hardly. And you got to figure out where people are and take over the planets when you can't see them, hardly. You don't know who's where and who's attacking you, what planets are empty, where you can move, or anything. Hardly. Very challenging. That one was a little difficult. That was the last one I played. On that game. I was playing the first game while I was getting my tire done. Oh. Yeah. And these tires here, they're just 5 inches too short. Not 5 inches, 5 millimeters or 5 centimeters. I don't know what the hell. But anyway, shorter than the ones on the back. So I definitely cannot use four-wheel drive.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I saw some nice tires that I want up there at their shop. So maybe next time I'm home, if I can afford them, I'll get them. You know those fancy mud tires we saw in that one pickup truck at the festival that we was talking about with Joe?
Yeah, you and Joe mostly talked about them.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of like that, but they're not high-end, high-dollar mud tires. They're actually fairly reasonable Firestone mud tires. And they're only a couple bucks more than the regular tires that I normally get. For a set of four, mounted and balanced, $600, which is about what I would pay at Walmart for these tires, mount balance. You know, the ones I normally run. So I'm like, heck yeah, I think it's like 20 or 30 bucks more for these other ones. And they're big mud tires. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get those. Not 20 or 30 more a piece, 20 or 30 more total.
So I'm doing the Hercules one where they got the supernova.
Supernova!
So instead of going on my planet or capturing a new one, I went immediately for the supernova and see what happens.
Supernova. That's the one where they do the light that like lava.
Where you blow up, I think.
Huh?
Where you blow up.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't attack it, it looks like I'm about to blow it up. But if somebody attacks it right now, it's too late for me.
Oh, you're talking about the one big planet in the middle that you have to...
Yep.
If you attack it, it basically kills your opponent.
Yeah.
Red I love that
right
one.
Next to it, building it up. I think they're about to attack it. Nope, they're going for another planet off to the side.
Well, if they both attack it, that's to your benefit.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's just like any other planet. If two people are attacking it at the same time, it cancels each other out.
Well, here's the thing. It's the first thing I went for, and I've done nothing else. I'm just feeding things to it right now. Looks like it's about ready to go, but it hasn't quite gone off yet.
It won't go off by itself.
The other problem is they might go for my origin planet before I get this thing filled.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go off by itself. I've never seen it go off by itself.
Well, I'm packing it up.
Oh, you're packing it up.
Yeah, it's the only thing I've done since I started this level. They are way ahead of me.
You idiot.
Well, it's an experiment.
Oh, okay.
So, if they attack my home planet or they attack it, I've wasted my time.
Yeah. You're done for.
It's glowing. Oh, they're getting in my way. Darn it. I can't get my men to it because they just crossed my path. Okay, there we go. I'm getting some more men to it. The darn thing's glowing. I'm pretty sure it's about to go.
It will give you an advantage.
Right now, they're busy attacking each other and taking over planets other than mine. I'm pretty sure it's about to go. Boom! Okay.
What happened?
My guy, huge amount of men. They've lost a lot on everything. I'm taking over one of the planets that they already took over. That was an instant gain. I'm going for another. They're still well ahead of me. I would have done better off to build up my planets first.
Yeah, I usually get at least 3 planets before I start attacking it.
Yeah, I think I'll do exactly that.
If you got the opportunity to get 3 big ones, go for it.
Including your origin? Yeah.
Huh?
Including my origin, which I didn't bother to build up.
Well, build up your origin, but I don't remember if there's around your primary planet or not. But if there are, that's what I would go for first. But if not, just fill up your origin, at least 3. Then go to that big planet in the middle.
Yeah, I was able to take away 1 free planet for the results. I would have been able to do better than that on my own. I'm surprised they ain't going to try to take back the 1 planet I took.
Well, yeah. What you could have done was, after you blew it up, oh no, you can't do it right away. You gotta wait until it comes back.
Yeah, I don't think I lost any men in doing that. It's just I lost opportunity. It did eat up a lot of their stuff, but it didn't eat up everything.
No, that wouldn't be fair. Because if it was the other way around, you would not want it to eat up everything either.
Well, there's a lot of things I don't like the other way around, but, you know, they happen.
True that.
All right, so how long do I have to wait till the next supernova appears?
Not very long.
Well, it's been long enough for me to
Do what?
Oh, there it goes. It just appeared. All right, so now I got a 2 and a 3 to load it with.
Yeah, just keep
going.
Exactly
what I'm
going
to do.
Huh?
I've got a 2 and a 3 to load it with, which is exactly what I'm going to do.
There you go. Yeah, and every time you activate it, take over a couple more planets. Just keep doing it over and over. Yeah, that's one of my favorite games, one of my favorite levels. Welcome to Durant.
All right, looks like I'm going to set it off already.
Actually, I just passed the Durant achievement limit sign. I haven't seen the welcome sign yet.
Red and Yellow are still fighting over this little planet. Just south of the supernova. There it goes again. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, Brett does not have the resources to stop me from taking over the neighbor. And that successfully put me ahead of Red.
Boom, Shaka.
Okay, since they're going to expend resources on that. You know, actually, I could just park my extra bin right where the planet's going to appear.
Do what?
I could be just planting my men where the extra planet's going to appear.
Highway 70.
Oh, I see why they're not going for it. It's not really very central. And they've actually got bigger planets down. Well, okay, no, it's just because of the angle I'm looking at things.
Welcome to Durant. Texoma. There it is. Taco Hell.
You think so? Yellow decided to attack me.
What all do we have here? There's a Whataburger. Should I go have a Whataburger?
Why do you keep calling it Whataburger?
Because I can't.
It's Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger. That's what I said.
You keep saying W-A-T-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okie dokie.
China Mart. I think I should have turned there. Yep, I should have turned there. Maybe I could turn at the next light. Well, I guess I could turn now. There we go. Whataburger. Yeah,
right,
I could
how
not.
How do you spell their name?
Huh?
Spell their name.
Whose name?
Whataburger.
What about her?
Spell it.
Oh, son of a biscuit.
That's not a spelling.
How the heck do I get in there? I can't go that way. I guess I'll go this way and see what happens. No through trucks. What are you doing? Go ahead. I'm going to flip a Yui here. Oh, they had a stop sign? I thought only I did. Ah, yeah, okay. I'm going back this way. I'm going to find out what this fuss is all about this here. What a burger. You still with me?
I'm still with you.
Alrighty.
But I still want to hear you spell it.
W-A-T-B-U-G-R.
W-A-T.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Are you looking at the sign?
Yes, it says KFC.
Okay, that's not Whataburger.
There we go. All right, back on track. Billy Sam's. Wonder what that is. It's open. Whatever it is.
All I know is you must
Billy.
Be from Wisconsin.
Do what?
Must be from Wisconsin.
Who?
You.
Why is that?
Adding R's where they don't exist.
How is that a turn lane? Oh, I guess I can turn there. Son of a biscuit. This is where I was going to turn in the first place and thought I couldn't. Dang darn diddly. So what is so special about a Whataburger?
Nothing. I don't think that even is a franchise.
Do they taste like watermelon?
Yeah, there's no R there.
There's no R in watermelon? Oh, what a melon. That's what I say when I see a hot chick.
What a melon. Oh.
Interesting. That works, I think. All right. I made it to Whataburger. Anytime Fitness. I wonder if there's a Planet Fitness around here. I can get a shower. Oh, I can't get a shower because I got all my clothes in the back, buried in the back.
What'd you do that for?
I'm an idiot. I buried my clothes.
That's okay.
I mean, I can always dig them out. Ah, chilly. Throw on a sweatshirt. And go try this here Whataburger. Everybody keeps bragging about. Oh, I'm tired. I get to sleep in my pickup truck tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mostly because I don't feel like driving straight through. I was going to stop here in Durant. But if I decide to keep going, I'm only 2 hours away. We should probably do the disclaimer real quick. We are not manimals. Well, David's not. I am.
Manimal. Manimal.
You told
your human about this podcast already, right?
What's a human?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really know that either. But, you know, I am a man made in God's image. So.
Okay, I have just enough battery to play the disclaimer.
So here we go.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Man, I'm all. Man, I'm all. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. why are we not man animals?
Well, you know, it's a belief system. Either you're right or you're wrong.
No, I said, why are we not man or other animals?
Well, if you're a man made in God's image, you're... you're God's creation. You're not man's creation.
Man created animals?
Yeah, I tend not to believe that either, but man's laws declare men to be animals.
Yep.
And God's law, well, kind of doesn't. Says we're in charge of the animals. It specifically tells us we're not supposed to practice authority one man over the other.
I'm going to take the classic. Sorry, I've not eaten here in 20 years, 25 years. Just the classic cheeseburger or double cheese. I don't know. I don't know if I can eat that much. It's just a regular. Yes. Yeah. No. No. Onion rings.
Anything else for you, sir?
Well, I guess make that a meal, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, for here,
yep. To go. Oh, yeah, you need money. Money, money, money.
No money, no honey.
Thank you. All right, thanks. So, yeah. All right. After I do this, it does not look very dark. Watered down soda. Gotta love it.
What is it? They don't get the they don't get your vote for the soda.
No. It's watered down. Overcarbonated. It's like I think the something's wrong with the Dr. Pepper. It's like carbonated water. I mean, flavored water. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper. Like I need it. Oop, that's the wrong size. All right. Ron Paul?
Sure. I'd rather hear you complain about Whataburger.
Whataburger. All right, hang on. There it is, and go.
October 2nd. Now that the defeat of ISIS in Syria appears imminent, with the Syrian army clearing out some of the last ISIS strongholds in the east, Washington's interventionists are searching for new excuses to maintain the illegal U.S. military presence in the country. Their original rationale for intervention has long been exposed as another lie. Remember that President Obama initially involved the U.S. military in Iraq and Syria to prevent genocide of the Yazidis and promised the operation would not drift into U.S. boots on the ground. That was 3 years ago, and the U.S. military became steadily more involved while Congress continued to dodge its constitutional obligations. The U.S. even built military bases in Syria despite having no permission to do so. Imagine if Syria started building military bases here in the U.S. against our wishes. After 6 years of war, the Syrian government has nearly defeated ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and the U.S.-backed moderates turned out to be either Islamic extremists or Kurdish soldiers for hire. According to a recent report, the U.S. has shipped $2 billion worth of weapons to fighters in Syria via Eastern Europe. Much of these weapons ended up in the hands of ISIS directly or indirectly through moderates taking their weapons with them while joining ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Assad must go, proclaimed President Obama back in 2011, as he claimed that the Syrian leader was committing genocide against his own people and that regime change was the only way to save Syrians. Then earlier this year, when eastern Aleppo was about to be liberated by the Syrian government, the neocons warned that Assad would move in and kill all the inhabitants. They warned that the population of eastern Aleppo would flee from the Syrian army. But something very different happened. According to the UN's International Organization for Migration, 600,000 refugees returned to Syria by August. Half of the returnees went back to Aleppo, where we were told Assad was waiting to kill them. What happened? The neocons and humanitarian interventions lied, just as they lied about Libya, Iraq, and so on. While it was mostly ignored by the mainstream media just this week, a Christian was elected speaker of the Syrian parliament. The new speaker is a 58-year-old Orthodox Christian law graduate and member of President Assad's Ba'ath Party. How many Christians does our ally Saudi Arabia have in its parliament? Oh, I forgot. Saudi Arabia has no elected parliament. Why does it seem that the U.S. policy in the Middle East always hurts Christians the most? In Iraq, Christians suffered disproportionately from the 2003 U.S. invasion. In fact, there are hardly any Christians left. Why aren't more U.S. Christian groups demanding that the U.S. get out of the Middle East? The U.S. is not about to leave on its own. With ISIS all but defeated in Syria, many in Washington are calling for the U.S. military to continue its illegal occupation of parts of the country to protect against Iranian influence. Of course, before the U.S. military actions in Iraq and Syria, there was far less Iranian influence in the region. So, U.S. foreign interventionism is producing new problems that can only be solved by more U.S. interventionism. The military-industrial complex could not have dreamed of a better scheme to rob the American people while enriching themselves. What have we achieved in Syria? Nothing good. Thanks for calling this update. New update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my...
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah!
Check out Ron Paul's Facebook page and he'll update you more on that. And you can call 888-322-1414 every Monday morning. Once again, it's 888-322-1414 to get the Ron Paul weekly update.
Yeah.
Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air. Yeah, if they came over here and built bases without our permission, we'd have a holy fit.
Yeah, all those guns would come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. I need to get some of those. What was, I got to find out what the cutoff date was for Cabela's to get that one gun.
Talk to Joe.
Joe Mama.
Joe's in the know.
Joey's in the know. That's about the only thing he's in the know for. just kidding. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, I saw Randy's wife at the O'Reilly's this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it. War. We need more war. We need more government programs to problems created by the government.
Yes, war for peace.
29.
If you want peace, you must start a war.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I'm going to eat the burger and then take the stuff to go. Maybe I eat this first. Ow, that's hot. What?
If you want peace, you must start a war.
Yes. War creates peace.
Yeah, I don't know how, but, you know, that's what they seem to say.
Well, yeah, that's what the New World Order wants. More war so they can control the peace. It's not really peace, it's control. And you can have peace as long as you do what they say.
Right. That don't sound like peace.
It's kind of like your freedom. You're only free to do what they're what you're allowed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, freedom of speech so long as you don't say something they don't like.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to let you monologue while I stuff my face.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
All right, good night, folks. Yeah. To continue Hercules, I must purchase Andromeda. So, what's your birth date if you're born in the sign of Andromeda?
Are you still there?
Yeah, what's your birth sign if you're born in the sign of Andromeda?
I have no idea. This bird's not really too much to brag about.
What birth date would be born in the sign of Andromeda?
What is Andromeda? Oh, you're playing that game.
Come on, you're the, like, Australia, whatever. Minefield Nebula in the level will destroy many of the units that attempt to pass through it. But enough units will eventually clear the mines in this area. Okay, so it's kind of a protection zone, and if I'm smart, I'll just go around it and come around from the other side, where my opponent will be something stupid and go through it.
I think Andromeda would be an aspect, astrologically speaking. What? Are you still there?
I'm still here. Should I turn up the music?
Yeah.
Eric, can you hear it now? Yay.
I'm almost done.
Done eating?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost done mentally. Surprised my phone has held up this long. I guess my charger's pretty good. That green one you gave me, it doesn't give a sudden charge. It just, it seems to trickle it out for a long time. Well, since I'll be driving around tomorrow, I think I'll take that money I earned and invest in a charging station for the for my scooter. I wonder if they'll void the warranty.
Supposed to be monologuing. I don't hear anything.
Monologuing.
All right, I'm back.
Yay. What's the monologue?
Well, I'm almost back. I'm going to my truck now to take my herbs and I guess keep on trucking. I love the reaction that my pickup truck gets. People are like, what the heck is that? In fact, I've never seen advertisements on a pickup truck before.
Yeah, who would ever put advertisements on a pickup truck?
I know, right? Mine's a little more unique, though, than some people's.
Give us a shot!
Give him up, cowboy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm spitting one great big green loogie at Red.
I should have told him light mustard. I don't like a lot of mustard.
Oh, wow. That may have been a highly successful maneuver.
Oh, I love onion rings.
Do you? Tell us about your love for onion rings.
I have a deep, passionate love for onion rings. But not just any onion ring. It's got to be...
They have to be water onion rings.
Well, they do have good onion rings. It's got to be the beer batter onion rings.
Okay, it looks like Yellow's getting ready to drill through the barrier. Now I'm firing a big loogie at Yellow.
This woman's shorts are so tight that her phone's digging a hole through her pocket.
Yeah, what was that picture you sent me and why?
If you can't figure it out, I can't help you.
So you're just taking a picture of a girl. That's all it was.
Yep.
Okay.
She was hot. I thought you might appreciate it.
Sure, if I knew her personally and she was interested in me. Lots of hot women in this world.
That's debatable.
Wow. Yellow just wasted a whole bunch of his resources against me, trying to take back its planet. Yeah, so basically this barrier is an unfair advantage.
Away we go.
Oops, you reinforced the wrong place.
I think this is the right way.
Boom.
It is the right way. Mm-hmm. Ah, son of a biscuit. I need to go right. I mean left. Go pick up.
Are you having fun on that end?
I'm dealing with dumbasses.
All right.
You probably think I'm a dumbass.
Okay, I'm thinking for the solar panels, overall, you'll be happier if I set them up on top of the cat house and put the initial battery bank in there.
Was that a question or a statement?
Kind of both. And that when we find the center and park the box truck there, we can move the operation to that location.
Yeah.
And it won't be that difficult. Because my frames aren't all that. Hard to build. That's interesting.
Do what?
Huh.
Huh.
Well, I became declared winner, but Yellow launched an attack that could have successfully taken over a planet had I not had it so well defended. If I had the ability and knowledge to do that, I would have actually cleared it to see what would happen. But I'm curious what the game would do if somebody got wiped out and then popped back into existence because they took over a planet in between.
Are you on the one where it wipes out your planet?
No, I'm on the one where you got these shields protecting you from each other, basically.
Shields?
Yeah, it's Andromeda. All right. This looks like it's keeping us from getting to the middle, and we got to fight over the stuff on the outside. So I think I'm going to stay on the outside and let them fight to get in.
Oh, that orange stuff is a shield?
Orange, brown, whatever you want to call it.
I've never actually seen it keep you from going through.
Yeah, it doesn't really stop you. It kills your bend.
So basically, it doesn't kill all of them. It just kills some of them.
Yes. Makes you waste men.
Okay.
Holy shit. That one's so close to my planet that it's going to make me... Yeah, I'm losing men just... Okay, so I can outperform the other just simply by avoiding the main field.
Work your way around the outside, and once you get them on the inside, work your way around the inside.
Well, you know how I spin to a point that's not a planet?
What?
I send men to a place that's not a planet. That helps me avoid the minefield.
Oh, okay.
And I do that all the time in order to work my way around to attack somebody from an angle that they're not expecting. You can literally park a million men right outside your opponent's planet. They won't really react to it.
Right, because you're not on a planet.
You're not actually attacking them. But when they go to move men off that planet, you can attack them so fast they can't react.
Right. Especially if they're they just launched all their men to another planet.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
Now, if they happen to launch through your pile of men, well, it's a little troublesome, but...
That's why I just make sure we don't do that.
Yeah, put it someplace where they normally wouldn't go.
Crazy people. Surrounded by crazy people. What's the speed limit over here?
As fast as you want to go.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll let yellow dribble through. Oh, red is going to drill its way through, too. Cool.
I think it's 55.
I'll let them drill their way through, and I'll just take over the outside.
There you go. All right. Yeah, 65. Hammer down. 70. Look out!
Yes.
Thomas. Uh-oh. I can feel that water burger running, go full into my lower intestine. So watermelon makes you pee and water burgers make you poo.
Okay.
Kind of like Taco Bell. Oh, yeah, I'm not fine about there. Oh, it's hurting. Ah, cramp. Okay, gastroenteritis. Thank you. No more water burgers for me. It'll be another 25 years before I have another. The onion rings are good, though. I might go back and get some of those. Not today, though.
Well, my program of taking over the outside has resulted in them doing a lot of fighting on the inside. Every time they send resources through to take back their planet that I just took over, the opponent goes after them on the inside.
Nice. Okay, I'm about to go by the last Love's truck stop.
No more love?
No more Love's between here and there. Not that I need it.
What the hell?
Well, I might need to go and go to the bathroom. It's starting to hit me again. Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, I'm going in. Damn water burgers. Oh. That's worse than Taco Bell.
Worse than Taco Hell.
I'm hurting. Dang. All right, well, you can monologue or end the podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. All right, folks, all right. Good night. That's it. We're tired puppies. We look forward to... hearing from you next week. So, yeah. Good night.
Mm-hmm.